Lindsay was checking up on the fam in Tampa, I guess about 35 miles inland, but, you know, as far as your average person in Florida, probably a pretty good example, and you guys seem to be okay.
I think we're in good shape. Okay. Like I said, I just can't tell you how Tampa proper, you know, downtown Tampa did, and I can't tell you whether any of the water came over the Bayshore Boulevard seawall, but I think the flooding was minimal, if there was flooding at all. But, you know, since we lost electricity, we haven't been able to follow up on that since the eye passed.
All right. Well, Mr. Armstrong, I guess as we're crafting a Yelp review for Irma, you just said your electricity's gone.
Power's out. Lost power at 8 o'clock last night. So power's out.
So I'm gonna put ambiance and lighting as your Yelp review. We're reviewing these from 1 to 5 categories. I'm gonna put that at a 2. At least you had it, but right now it's out, so that's not good. What about a service from Hurricane Irma? Were you pleased with the level of service from Irma?
Yes. Up until the point that they announced that if you had a heart attack, you were just going to die in place because they were no longer sending crews out. Other than that, I think the mayor and the governor of Florida did a pretty remarkable job getting people to pay attention.
Cat 4 in service,
okay.
We'll say.
All right.
What about gluten-free options from Irma? Were you satisfied with the amount of gluten-free options?
Actually, I'm into as much gluten as I can get, so I don't pay attention to those kinds of categories.
One there.
The more gluten and the more cholesterol, the better.
Right, so price.
He loves having a vegan daughter.
What do you think about the price? Can you rate the Irma on price? What category would you put that in?
I thought it was a bargain. We definitely got our entertainment value.
All right. So 5 on price. All in all, I think, if you're going to be in a hurricane, Irma seems like a good one to be in.
All right,
according to Mr. Armstrong.
I think it's one that we'll remember at least for several years. You know, they were talking about it being so record-breaking. I don't think it quite topped some of the others, but, you know, that was only because at the last minute it changed its mind and decided to go more northerly. But it definitely, had a lot of hype going with it, and, you know, it's fairly exciting. People got close to their families, and... the home improvement stores definitely made a killing on plywood and batteries and all sorts of emergency supplies. So it was good for the economy from that standpoint.
Right, we're going to give it a slight ding on promise of delivery. I hate that when it doesn't deliver. The restaurant won't deliver when there's
rain, weather delays.
Right.
Well, we are thrilled. Okay. I know Lindsay is thrilled to hear everybody is okay.
Yeah,
and that's good news for everybody here to hear, too.
We were pretty thrilled ourselves. When I got up at, I think I probably dozed off at maybe 1 o'clock, and I got up at 3 and opened the door and went outside and took an initial survey. And it was kind of all over but the shouting at that point. But I was glad to see that the trees were upright for the most part, and the vehicles weren't upside down or twisted around or bowed in with a huge branch in the middle of them. So all in all, I'd say we fared, very well, and we're thankful to be able to say it's on to the next hurricane.
All right, Daddy. Well, thank you so much. We love you.
Okay.
Well,
thank you. Love you.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
You all have a great day.
You too.
Good job, Mr. Armstrong. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You didn't have to totally disclude me from the I love you, Mr.
Well,
Armstrong.
I mean, I know
but
that.
But you're right. I know. I like him strongly.
I know. He's a great guy. He really is.
Well, we'll check back in with him in a week when Jose ravages
your home. Yeah. They're right on track.